Michael Jones joins me to talk. We've got a duo of movies, haven't we?
We do, and neither of them are superhero films.
Well, whoa, are you sure?
I'm quite sure
about that. Is that legal in 2017?
That's how we're going today. One's like a more a character piece, and the other one more a psychological drama.
Looking forward to both.
I'll start with a character piece that's, I guess, it would have been a living tribute to Harry Dean Stanton, except that Harry Dean Stanton has since passed away.
Right,
anyway, the film is called Lucky, and it stars Harry Dean Stanton. Did you know that he has been in over 200 films and television roles
over his career? I did, but only because that was reported when he died.
Damn. Oh, just come to me for the news then. Also in this film, David Lynch, Ron Livingston, Ed Begley Jr. and Tom Skerritt.
Mm.
Yeah, some interesting cast there. And it's directed by a guy called John Carroll Lynch. I'm not sure if he's any relation to David Lynch, but he's an actor that you might remember his face if you've seen The Founder. He played one of the McDonald brothers.
Yeah,
the big bald bloke. Anyway, Harry Dean Stanton stars as 91-year-old Lucky. He's a man living alone in a small Arizona town. He's quite content with his life, doing his morning yoga routine, visiting his local diner and bar, watching his shows on TV and smoking his pack a day. But one morning, Lucky has a fall, and a consultation with local doctor Ed Begley Jr. makes him realise that he probably doesn't have that much longer to live, given that he is 91. You know, it's probably most of his life has passed, but apparently hadn't really thought of that. It's then that Lucky starts to get a bit philosophical as he reflects on how his life has led up to where he is now and possibly where he might be going.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't expect a lot of action in this film. I mean, even though Harry Dean Stanton does move remarkably quickly for a 91-year-old man, he walks very, very fast, and he does a lot of walking in this film. Look, most of the action, and I say that in inverted commas, in this film involves Harry Dean Stanton's character Lucky engaging with fellow patrons at his local watering hole, again talking philosophy, or with the proprietor of the local diner. For me, I found the two most touching scenes, they actually involve Lucky engaging with a fellow World War II veteran, which, incidentally, Harry Dean Stanton was. So there is some loosely biographical bits and pieces in this film. And also a scene where he sings with a mariachi band at a Mexican family birthday. It's two quite amazing scenes. Like I said, Lucky does a lot of walking in this film, but there is a lot of repetition, and to some it may feel like the film doesn't actually get anywhere despite all this walking that Lucky's doing. But if you really enjoy small character-driven films, I think you'll consider yourself lucky to have watched Harry Dean Stanton's final on-screen performance.
I've been super looking forward to it. It just sounds like a really fitting tribute to his career to go out on.
I think so. Well done, Harry Dean Stanton. We'll move on to Borg versus McEnroe, another tennis film.
All right, not a Star Trek spin-off. Good.
Definitely not, but I'm just wondering where the name Borg came from. This one stars Sverre Gudnason, Shia LaBeouf, Stellan Skarsgård and Tuva Novotny. It's directed by Yanis Metz. In 1980, when people still cared about tennis, the two biggest names in the men's game were enfant terrible, John McEnroe, and four-time Wimbledon champ, the ice-cool super Swede, Bjorn Borg, if you want to pronounce it correctly. In 1980, these two came up against each other in what was, up to that time, the greatest men's final ever played. This is the machine-like, emotionless Bjorn Borg against the volatile yet precociously talented John McEnroe. Unlike Battle of the Sexes, which tackled some other pretty major issues, Borg versus McEnroe serves up more an engaging psychological drama.
Interesting,
yeah. Sverre Gudnason's Borg, he's an intense, obsessive, compulsive, almost driven to breaking point as he fights to control his self-doubts and loathing of fame and his own inner rage bubbling just below the surface. And then there's Shia LaBeouf, and what better choice, really, to take on the character of the mercurial McEnroe. His John McEnroe is a ruthless competitor fighting to rein in his outer demons. If you watched a bit of tennis in the late 70s and 80s, you might recall them. I'm trying to reel them back in. This John McEnroe, he actually really just wants to be loved, and he feels that if he can achieve that love and respect, then maybe he can finally crack this Wimbledon game. Look, as someone who grew up watching these two players in the late 70s and 80s, I found this film was enthralling as their epic fourth set tiebreak in that 1980 Wimbledon final. I won't tell you how it turns out. You'll have to see the film. Look, you can sympathise with both characters 1 minute as their vulnerabilities are revealed and yet hate them the next as they really hurt the people that are closest to them and do some really despicable things. And it's only the climax of the film that both characters actually come to actually understand what makes the other tick. It's really quite fascinating viewing. Like Battle of the Sexes, this film is the equivalent of tennis with wooden rackets. You know, there's a deft drop shot here, a sneaky lob there with the occasional firm volley or overhead smash to break the tension. Borg versus McEnroe has very few unforced errors and hits a lot of winners.
All right, two great films. Thank you very much, Mr. Michael Jones.
Pleasure.